And away we go. We're off and running on this Tuesday, January the 28th, 2020. The month of January is almost Kaputzville. Four more days. We have today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. And then we will be into the month of February. Now, February is an interesting month, especially in 2020. Because not only do we have Groundhog Day, not only do we have Valentine's Day, which are regulars in the month of February, but we also this year have a leap year. And leap year is fascinating because we add an extra day, but for a lot of people, this gives them an idea to do nutty things. A lot of people throw leap day parties and all sorts of things. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe this year, leap year falls on a Saturday. I think it is a Saturday. So you'll see a lot of these leap day, leap year parties. And for a lot of people, it comes close to St. Patrick's Day. So that's a really fun 15-day period. So almost into February, but we've still got this week in the month of January. And it's, you know, it seems like just yesterday was Christmas and the New Year, but here we are getting ready to head into February, and that means we are certainly close to spring. What, 6 weeks now away from spring? March the 21st is the spring solstice, the spring equinox. So, you know, not too far away. Time is moving along quickly. 16 minutes past the hour. Let's do the housekeeping here really quick this morning and do our bicentennial moment for Tuesday, January the 28th, 2020. Greencamp Township received its name in reference to Captain Daniel Green, whose soldiers set up camp in the area during the War of 1812. Marion, from Revolutionary War hero General Francis Marion, who was known as the Swamp Fox of the Carolinas. Richard, named for the rich land contained in the township. Scott, named for Abraham Scott, an early pioneer. Tully, named for settler Allenson Packard, in honor of a township by the same name in the state of New York where he had once lived. And Waldo, named after the son of Village of Waldo founder Milo D. Pettibone. Now remember, Milo D. Pettibone was also the man who, I believe, tried the case against Eber Baker. So Waldo is named for the son of Milo Pettibone, who was, I think, a lawyer, prosecutor, something of that nature, who tried a case against Eber Baker. And obviously Eber Baker, the founder of Marion. Now, do we know where he's married? Not really. Buried. Oh, married. Ooh. Well, he was married a couple times, but buried. We don't know where he's buried. So there is your bicentennial moment on this Tuesday in January. Not a bad Tuesday either. We certainly have not had much snow this winter. Now, I know people will say, oh, man, don't say that, because then the snow will come piling down. I don't know. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But we're almost out of January, and the thing of it is that I don't think there's any snow in the forecast this week. So January 2020 will go down as a month that really did not have severe weather at all. And really in December, we didn't have severe weather either. I think we had two snowstorms. Neither one was really anything to speak about. And I don't know how many inches accumulated. It wasn't a whole lot. I mean, it has been, I don't know. It's been weird, a weird winter, but okay. All right. Oh, this is the first thing I have to talk about, because I've got a thing, okay? And I don't know what this is. Now, maybe somebody can help me with this. Now, first of all, everybody is sick. I believe yesterday, Pleasant Elementary School, was it Pleasant? Gosh, I hope I'm getting this right. Well, let me say this. One of the elementary schools in the area had to close their elementary school because of the illness. There's so much sickness going around. People are getting the stomach bug. People are getting the flu. People are getting colds. It seems like everybody is ill to some degree. But saying all that, you know, knock on wood, I am not ill at this point. I don't have any cold. My nose is not stuffy. I don't have a sore throat. I have nothing like that. So right now, I'm okay. But what I have developed, and I'm not even sure what it is, and it's bad for a radio person, is I have like something in my throat. And it's kind of like a tickle. I don't feel it there a whole lot. But if I see, there it came. If I talk for a period of time, it comes up, and it kind of feels like there's something in my throat. It feels like, you know, I don't even know what you call it. Oh, we're getting a call already. Maybe this will be good. Let's see here. Oops. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of snow, it is snowing here right now.
Oh, is it snowing outside right now?
It's very light, but it is snowing.
Now, where are you located?
On Harvey.
Right here in Marion.
East Marion, yep.
Yeah, when I came in this morning, it hadn't started. Did it just start a few minutes ago?
Yep, just a few minutes ago, and it's just very, very light.
What have you thought about the winter so far? We're 2 months in, and has it been a mild winter for you as well?
Well, kind of, but it's depressing.
I know. Winter, that's the thing about it. It's depressing.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So it is snowing. Now, see, just as I say that, I tried to knock on wood, but I guess now it's snowing. So there you go. I don't know if there's supposed to be any accumulation today. I haven't heard of that. But hopefully not, because we've been pretty good this winter so far. But this thing in the throat, I don't know what it is. It's just when I talk a whole lot, I can feel it there, and it'll, like, choke me for a second to where I can't speak for a minute. And then I have to take a drink of something, and it kind of clears up. I don't know what it is. I've never really had anything like that. It's not a sore throat. My throat is not sore at all. I don't feel under the weather at all. I don't feel sick at all. I just don't know. It kind of, like I said, it kind of feels like there's something back there, but there isn't. I mean, I don't know what in the world would be back there that would be causing this problem. Has anybody ever had a problem like this? Is this the beginnings of laryngitis? You know, that could be dangerous, because as a radio person, if I get laryngitis, you know, not much chance of me doing this show. I don't know who in the world we would get to come in here and sit in. I mean, really, a monkey could probably do this, but I don't know what would happen if I had laryngitis. I don't know if I would come in and try to speak. Can you speak at all when you have laryngitis? I think you can. So I don't know. I don't know what the thing is, but if you hear me, like, choke, or because it comes on very quick. Normally, I would just turn down the microphone, but it comes on so quick, I never know when it's going to happen. So if you hear me choking or anything like that, that's what is going on. Now, anybody who's been around me in the last few days, I'm not going to make you sick, because I don't have anything. I don't have any symptoms of anything. No sore throat, no runny nose, no fever, no body aches, nothing like that. No problems at all. I think I'm just having like a throat issue, and I don't really know what it is, but we will soldier on this morning with this throat issue and hope maybe it gets better as the morning goes on. Maybe the more I talk, the better it will get. Okay, what else did I want to talk about this morning? Okay, I talked about the throat issue. Okay, yesterday we had a very interesting conversation on this show. Because yesterday, I gave my sausage gravy review yesterday on the program. And everybody heard it, and it's basically that I still don't like sausage gravy. And it's just going to be that way, I guess, for the rest of my life. Gravy is just not one of those things that I like. My taste buds have not changed over the years. I have no I'm getting offers that people will come fill in for me. Isn't that nice? Somebody else can come sit here and do this show. But in any event, I did my sausage gravy review yesterday. And again, it's just basically, I don't like sausage gravy. That's all. We all have different taste buds. No problem there. But what it did is it caused a problem with Abby, who you heard from yesterday, who basically made the sausage gravy. Now, here's what you got to know about Abby, which you probably know yesterday after listening to her talk. She is hyper-competitive. Hyper-competitive. Really to the point to where she probably should be in some kind of psychological support group to help her with her hyper-competitiveness. Now, she feels that just because I tried the sausage gravy, that this is a win for her. When the truth of the matter is, I don't think that's a win for her because I didn't like it. Now, again, I'm not knocking her because she did go to the trouble to make the sausage gravy. And this was homemade Kentucky sausage gravy. This was bacon grease. This was sausage grease. This was sausage from pigs that she had slaughtered herself. This was biscuits that she didn't make the biscuits homemade, but she did bake them herself. This was bacon that she brought. This was jelly. She brought grape and strawberry jelly that had not been opened. And apparently I learned yesterday that she was the one who had brought me the Diet Coke last Friday when we did this. So no knock on her because everybody else in the room did like the sausage gravy. Absolutely. Just I did not. Okay, that was the sausage gravy bit. Now, here's what happened after that. She claims that she is not hyper-competitive. Clearly, she's hyper-competitive. So, what I said was, because I am not an egotistical person. I'm really not. But in this particular case, this is what I think. I could probably beat Abby at just about any competition there was in the world. Because Abby, Abby is just one of those people who I think could not beat me in a competition. Now, that's not a knock on her. Maybe she was a competitive person at some point in her life. But as the years have went on, she's no longer in competitive, you know, shape as she used to be. Not that she's out of shape. I'm sure she's in fine shape. But she's just not in the competitive shape to take me on in any kind of competition. Because, I'm not hyper-competitive. But when I am up against somebody who's hyper-competitive, I think it's my duty to beat them. Now, here's why I want to beat her in a competition. I want to beat her in the competition because my feeling is that then we will see the true Abby, because I think that she will get angry. Now, she says she won't, but I think she will, because she is not a good loser. A matter of fact, she's one of those people who loses, and then when she loses, she's got to have a rematch. She's got to go back to it. She's got to keep taking on that person until she wins. So that is not the definition of a good loser, in my opinion. And I was talking about this yesterday with a friend of ours, Michelle. And Michelle, I think, pretty much feels the same way. Now, Michelle would not say that because Michelle is too nice. We talked about this yesterday, too, that Michelle is just way too nice about everything. So she would not say the things that I'm saying. But as you know, listening to me for many years now, I'm not too nice, and I will say the truth. Now, again, not a knock on Abby. I like Abby. Abby's a great person. We have a lot of fun together. But, and yesterday we did become besties. But she calls me a high-maintenance bestie. Now, what is that? Now, right there, that is a dig against me, I think. I mean, calling somebody a high-maintenance bestie, don't you think that's a dig? I think that's a little bit of a dig. just because she has to bring me pop. Now, here's the real thing in this whole bit. A week ago today, was it a week ago today? It was either a week ago today or a week ago yesterday. God bless her heart, Abby brought a soda, McDonald's soda, unexpectedly to the studio and delivered it off. An unexpected McDonald's diet fountain drink. And I thought this was the coolest thing in the world. And I thanked her for it. I thought this is great, totally unannounced. She did this for me. What a cool girl. Well, speed up a week later. I don't have a McDonald's fountain drink this morning because I was kind of running late to get here. So now, you know, it's like, I don't know what you, when you give somebody something and it's really nice the first time and everything's great, and then you just want it all the time because, you know, it's a good thing. So this morning I have no drink sitting here. I've got a throat issue, clearly. You've heard it about go out twice. The throat is giving out. So, you know, it would have been so great had Abby or Michelle, who are apparently the only two people who would ever bring me a diet Coke from McDonald's to the radio station here. I don't have one today. So I'm kind of waxing sentimental about last week when I did get a diet Coke here, unexpected. So, you know, I guess that's how the cookie crumbles, but I do thank them for that. This is kind of a free association morning. I really don't have anything written down, so I'm kind of putting out anything that kind of flaps around in my head this morning. But the big point is, I was not knocking her sausage gravy. I think now, oh, that's right, we're going to have this competition now. Now, I think we've pretty well decided it's going to be bowling. Okay? So Abby and I, and I believe Michelle, are going to go out bowling. And this is, Abby and I, neither one are bowlers. So it's going to be interesting to see who is going to win the bowling competition. Now, Abby claims that she has never bowled before, but I think she would lie to try to get a leg up over me in this particular situation. So we'll see how that all goes, but I think that's probably going to happen maybe one day this week, and we'll be able to report back to you on exactly what happens in that particular competition. But it will prove that she is a sore loser, and she probably does not lose gracefully. And here's another thing. I understand she made the sausage gravy homemade, but I would like her to make me something else homemade that is edible for me. You know, and I was trying to think of something this morning because we've had a lot of really great stuff here brought to the station as far as homemade food. And you know, we don't ask for it, but I appreciate it. And sometimes it's not even homemade. I remember the one day when we had the cookies dropped off, the oatmeal cookies, and the milk. I remember the day that we had the pineapple upside down cake dropped off. And those pineapple upside down cakes are not easy to make. That was such a thrill and a great thing. We had the mincemeat pie with the rum syrup dropped off. We had so many different kinds of Christmas candy last year dropped off that were all good. Charlie has been brought fruit cakes and RC Cola and Moxie soda. I've been brought apple butter. It's great. So I was trying to think of something that was actually edible that I could eat that Abby could make homemade, and then I could get a real feel for what her homemade cooking is like. Because, see, I feel a little bad because I don't think I would have liked the sausage gravy if anybody had made it. So I'm trying to get a feel now for something that she can make homemade that will actually taste good, and then I can give a good report that, yeah, that was really good. So I'm trying to think of things that I like. Now, a lot of people like to do desserts, but I'm trying to think of, like, a meal that I like. I posted a few things the other night. You know, I like those Samoa Girl Scout cookies. Now, those are not homemade, but I have not had a Samoa in quite a while. I also like, what do I like that's homemade? Oh, lasagna. I like lasagna, but here's the thing about lasagna. I do not like ricotta cheese. So if you put ricotta cheese in it, this is not something that I like. at all. I do not like the ricotta cheese. So if you make lasagna and you put that ricotta cheese in there, I'm out. I'm Splitsville. No deal for me with the ricotta cheese. But if it's made without the ricotta cheese, I do like the lasagna. I think lasagna is very good. I prefer it probably to spaghetti and a lot of other Italian food. Now, I was trying to think of another type of food, homemade, that I like. Because lasagna is a little difficult to do for most people. That takes a little bit of time to put together. I'll try to think on this for a second, but the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 33 minutes past the hour. By the way, we've got a special guest coming in tomorrow that I'm going to tell you about probably in the next hour, so you want to stay tuned for that. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The question's basically on the table today because we got a little bit of insight into this yesterday when we were asking about the competition that Abby and I are going to have. But do you think, at this particular point, that I will beat her in bowling? Since we now know that it's bowling, who do you think is going to win the big bowling shootout? What do they call it? Bowlamania. Who's going to win the big Bowlamania? Do you think that she can win? Or do you think that I am going to pulverize her in this bowling matchup? And then we will really truly find out if she's a gracious loser or not. Or should we switch the competition to something else that maybe she would be able to do a little better? And what's a good homemade food? What is a good homemade food that I would actually like that she could whip up sometime? And then I could say, oh, yeah, she's a great cook. I don't know what in the world that I would possibly like that she would make. That sounds bad now that it comes out of my mouth. That sounds like I was knocking her again, but I really was not knocking her again there. I was just thinking to myself, I'm trying to think of something that I would like that she could make that I would say, oh, that's great. You know, lasagna is the only thing coming to my mind right now. I'm sure there are lots of other things that I like to eat. Well, you know, I do like I say, I like the pineapple upside down cake. You know, I have not had homemade muffins in a long time. I like blueberry muffins. I like, what are some other things I like that I haven't had in a while? You know, when you actually try to sit down and think about what kind of food you like and what kind of food you don't like, it's hard because you get into ruts with food where you end up eating the same thing a lot. I don't know why we get into these ruts. They're kind of strange ruts to get into, but we do. So, okay. Oh, and by the way, I do want to mention the movie Dirty Dancing again because I got an interesting meme. I think it's called a meme on my Facebook page this morning about Dirty Dancing. And boy, did I get a backlash last week for saying that Dirty Dancing was a bad movie. People did not like me saying that. And again, all I'm saying about the movie Dirty Dancing is it's not my type of movie. Because it really has no point. It doesn't have a point, it doesn't have a plot, and, you know, why would I watch this? But if you want to watch it, that's okay. And if you like Patrick Swayze, that's okay. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, in my particular opinion, I never felt that that movie was all that great. And it's not something I would ever watch again. And when it comes to Patrick Swayze, I've just never seen a movie that he's been in. Now, I will admit, I have not seen The Outsiders. I have not seen Red Dawn. I have not seen some of these movies that a lot of people think is very good. Are very good that he was in. But the ones I have seen, which the two that come to mind are Dirty Dancing and Roadhouse. Well, I guess one more, Ghost. I've seen that. And he's just not in the forefront of those pictures, in my mind. He's just not a tremendous actor. But I can understand, I guess, why people would like him in the grand scheme of things. As the voice starts to act funny again. He just, to me, is not A-plus actor material. You know, he's not like Sir Laurence Olivier. out there doing these movies, and I think maybe it's the movies that he chose in his career that caused his problems. You know, they weren't exactly giganto movies. But again, I can't really, I don't know. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
What, you didn't like my post?
No, I did. I did like the post this morning. But I, you know, that movie, I took a lot of heat for that last week about making fun of that movie.
Well, and you're paying for it now.
Well, you know, has anybody decided yet what the plot of that movie is?
Well, I don't know, but you were talking about having something homemade. What you need, buddy, is something for that, what that throat problem you have.
Well, what do you think this is?
Well, I know what it is.
Oh, you know what it is. It's a hairball.
Yes.
Oh, I got a hairball?
Well, yes, that's what it is.
Well, I didn't know human beings got hairballs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? How do you get a hairball?
Well... I have the formula though, Scott, and you know, anybody can bring in this formula for you. What
okay.
you need because of this hairball, you need either a teaspoon of fish, safflower, or flax oil added to your the kibbles.
Well, I do like to make sure my breath smells good in the morning, so I.
Well, and if that doesn't work, you can always make a jelly, because this is all homemade, containing slippery elm, mushroom, or paprika, and that usually gives you relief. You do that about twice a week, and you're going to be tip-top.
Now, how long does it take to get rid of a hairball?
About a week, if you use these.
Well, I wonder how I got this hairball. I don't know.
Well, it's hard to tell, but... I can tell. I'm a hairball, you know, I can tell when when people have a hairball.
So I'm not really, because somebody messaged me this morning and said, I hope you don't get me sick, and I said, I don't feel sick at all.
Well, you didn't look sick yesterday.
No, I feel perfectly fine, my normal, I guess, perfect self. But
you were, when I left, you were cleaning yourself with your tongue, and I was a little concerned then.
Well, you have to stay clean. You don't want to leave your work area in a.
But that was hairball related.
That's how you get the hairball. I don't know though, but it comes out of nowhere and it's awful because you don't even feel it coming, and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. it's there, and your voice kind of withers for a second.
Well, you're going to need some slippery elm.
I'll need something. What if I don't treat this? Could this result in death?
We'll have to take you to the vet.
Have to take me to the vet and put me up on the rack and see what's going on with this.
Or let Patrick Swayze dirty dance with you.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't know. Why do you think that movie brings out such strong emotions in people?
I didn't realize that it did.
Neither did I.
People that like it. You're the only one in the world that doesn't like it, I guess.
Oh, now I have heard from other people who don't like it.
Well, I like music, and so I'm drawn to it because of the music.
Now, I didn't get a chance to ask you last week because you brought up Notting Hill. Now, as overall as a movie, what kind of a movie did you think it was? Was it like an A-plus movie or a normal type of movie?
Well, I guess it was normal, but you put a bookstore in any movie, and I'm just over the hill. I'm over the sunset or whatever. I like movies that have bookstores as part of their, in part of it.
Yeah, and I like the idea that it's kind of a reversal, I guess, in that movie, that it's the girl who's trying to get the guy.
Yeah, you're thinking of... what's the one with Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
I Got Mail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I Got Mail. Yes, I remember that one. And that was a very good movie. Now, as far as, do you think I have been rude about this sausage gravy?
Scott.
Because I don't know. I took like a beating about this yesterday on the air about the sausage gravy from Abby herself. And I don't really feel I've been rude. Do you think I've been rude to her?
All I know is I got a red mark on the side of my head from pounding it against the wall. you're on a bus pause, great. And I know Sarah's out there driving somewhere, just giggling her head off about the whole thing, too.
Well, the sausage gravy thing, because, see, when you do a show like this every day, you got to create some kind of material that's going to last for a while. And this is the sausage gravy phase at this particular point.
Okay.
Like a few.
Will you let me know when it's going to run its course?
Oh, well, it's about to run its course, because what's going to happen now is there's going to be this bowling competition where
I
prove to her that she's a sore loser.
Yeah, it may work the other way around.
Well, I guess there is a chance that she could win. I just don't necessarily know that that's what's going to happen. You've met ultra-competitive people in your life, haven't you?
Have I met competitive
people? Yeah, really, like over-the-top competitive, to like where if you lose a Monopoly game, they'll turn over the board?
Not that competitive, unless I'm thinking about myself. I mean, I like to win, but I also like to sit back and enjoy the game, too. Well, and it comes to a point where you finally think, just enjoy it and don't worry about it.
Well, see, I think that's what I've run into here, is somebody who would turn over the board.
Yeah.
I really do. Because this is the only reason at this point I'm even bringing up the sausage gravy, is because even when I said I didn't like it, she said, well, I'm going to take that as a win that you even tried it.
Well, yeah, you tried it. You didn't care, but she knew you didn't like it before you tried it.
Right, so why do I have to take such a hard time for not liking
people? I don't know. Just because you have hairballs.
I have hairballs. You know, the only time the sausage gravy would be good is if I could put that sausage gravy down my throat right now and dislodge this hairball.
There you would be, and you'd be all set, and you wouldn't know what happened to you.
That or wallpaper paste. I know. I'll hear about it for sure. And I hope Sarah is out there driving. Did you hear about this bobcat in Marion?
Yes. I thought it was Caledonia. I didn't know it was Marion.
Well, yeah, it's Caledonia, but that's close enough, because I go out and walk every night, and I feel now like I'm going to be mauled by a bobcat.
There again, hairball.
Well, I mean, isn't this, I mean, because I have, everybody knows this is another one of the scourges in life, that when I go out every night and run or walk, depending on which I do, for a mile in my neighborhood, which is usually at night when I'm at home, and sometimes it's dark, especially this time of year, people don't put their dogs on chains. So they're always...
Well, that is, I don't understand that, because believe you me, I have had people who are scared to death, who are afraid of dogs anyways. I have had a good friend that was bitten awful when she was out, walking, and the person that had the dog said, oh, well, I'll change it. You know, I don't understand it, Scott. I really don't.
No, and that's what I say. It bothers me because I know eventually the odds are going to be against me and I'm going to be bitten, because there are like three or four dogs on this route that I walk on, and they're out there all the time with them. These dogs must go to the bathroom all the time. And
well, no, what they're in the house all day, and then when people come home, they take them out and let them run.
Which, you know, I'm for that, I guess, that they're taking them out and letting them run.
Not loose, Scott, not loose.
Not loose, that's right, because when what they always say is, well, my dog doesn't bite, or I'm out there and...
It's against the law, hello?
Oh, is it against the law? I want to have them all arrested. Could I call the police and just have them all picked up?
No, you just go somewhere and you get a can of that stuff like the postal carriers have. And give them a good shot of that, you know, because especially if you're out there in the dark, you need something to scare off or whatever.
Protection.
Yes, you do. Whether it's a bobcat or how about a coyote? You want to run into one of them, Scott?
Well, no, I don't want to run into either one of those things, but now I'm thinking I'm going to be mauled by a bobcat out there, because I assume that when the owners are out there with the dog, that even if the dog bit me, even though that would be horribly unpleasant, I would probably survive it. I don't know that I would survive a mauling from a wild bobcat.
Yes, but it would make such a nice 11 o'clock report.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be so.
And I'm willing to take one for the team in that regard.
Beers get spared by...
That's right. Man killed by bobcat while trying to do nightly exercise.
That bobcat would sneak up on you and you go, come on, stop, play with me.
Oh, my God. And then I hear all these things like they're not really dangerous and that you lied. See, they always start by saying, that's like the neighbor who ends up killing everybody in the neighborhood. They go, oh, he was the nicest guy in the world.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, there was no problem at all. He passed out candy on Halloween.
Tell you about, I got a bobcat. Well, I've got a Manx in the hood here. And I've named him Bob, and he always crosses through my yard a couple times a day on his route. And he won't come to me, but he's a beautiful Manx, and I call him Bob.
But he's a regular cat, right?
No, he's a Manx.
Oh, a Manx. Okay. I think my throat is doing a thing, so I'm blacking out during half the conversation.
You're blacking out?
Yeah, I'm blacking out. It's lack of oxygen because of this hairball I have in my throat.
But he's a beautiful cat, Scott. I mean, he's pure Manx. That's all there is to it. But he doesn't want to have anything to do with me, so I just talk to him when he walks through. So
it is a cat.
Yes, it's a cat. It's a Manx cat, but they're very different. You know, first of all, they don't have a tail, but they have a kind of an attitude.
That is different.
Yes.
You know, how do you feel about this? Because you've heard this person on the air before. I got a request, or I guess it's not a request, I got an offer earlier on that if I do come down to where I can't speak, which will be kind of odd because I can't do the show if I can't speak, Bailey has already offered. She sent me a message this morning. She's already offered to come and take over the show. Now,
she'll be okay.
You think she could handle this thing?
Yes, she'd be fine.
You think?
You can sit there and do hand signals and, help her.
Oh, I still have to come in on those days.
Oh.
No, I thought maybe this is one of those things where I could, like, stay home and drink hot tea and try to try to dislodge this hairball. I think I would probably have to come in and help her, even though I couldn't speak. But do you think she could handle this two-hour program?
Well, 2 hours is a long time.
It is a long time, and I make it seem that way every morning.
Yeah.
Well,
Josh.
Oh, man. I wasn't looking for an agreement on that one.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe she can come in and take it over if something happens. You know, I would not be opposed to that.
If she came to shove, you'd be right out the window, buddy. She'd be in there with her humor and her what?
Now,
I
like her too. She's a lot of fun, fun girl. But you know, she can have this thing. I'll turn it over to her. She can have it, and I'll go and do something else. You know, I've got other things going on. She can have it, and I'll go into broadcasting retirement. I'll go into the
Give it a week, and that hairball will be expunged from your system.
Boy, I hope so, because the longer I talk this morning, the more I feel it.
Yeah.
So I hope whatever happens, it's going soon, but I have no idea how to treat it. Because I know it's not a cold, and I know it's not a sore throat, so I don't want to take any medication like that for it.
Right.
So
I don't know.
It's weird. And the only thing that seems to help it at all is drinking some kind of liquid. Makes it a little better, but it's just like a tickle is what it feels like, a tickle in the back of the throat.
You need throat coat, Scott.
I probably do. I wonder if a cough drop would have helped.
Well, yes, I would think anything like that, just keeping it moist, because every time it dries out a little bit in there, it's going to do that.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happening, because the more you talk, the drier it gets.
Right. Yeah. And what a day to not have a Diet Pop.
Well, and that's what I think, because a week ago today, I believe it was a week ago today, is when Abby brought the Diet Pop and dropped it off unexpectedly, which was a very nice gesture, and I appreciate...
That's when she still liked you.
Yeah, she hates me now, because I made fun of the sausage gravy, and now I've challenged her to this bowling match.
hey, it comes back. What goes around, goes around again.
Goes around, comes around. But I think her and I, as were covered yesterday, are now besties, which is the term for best friends, I guess.
Well, yeah.
However that flows. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, it's always good talking with you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, maybe a hairball. I don't know. But I just know it's a tickle. And the longer I talk, the more tickle comes on. And hopefully I'll be able to make it through. 53 minutes past the hour. Would anybody like to add anything to this conversation? We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Do you have a treatment for this throat problem? Which I guess could be a hairball. I've never had a hairball before. But I don't know what it is. It is maybe a drying out of the throat. Is it because of the time of year it is? I really don't know what is going on. I wish I knew. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Welcome to the Ohio Valley. It sounds like you've got sinus.
Oh, sinus.
Get a little tickle in the back of your throat, and then you want to clear your throat. They make medication for that. It's called sinus medicine.
So even though I'm not having any trouble in the nasal area,
it's
a sinus.
Totally different.
Well, I was thinking yesterday, I thought, well, maybe it's an allergy to something.
Well, it could be allergy and sinus. I've got both of those.
So
when the weed is on and the wind is blowing, you get that tickling tightness in your throat.
So
I take a medication for it. It's called if you got high blood pressure, then they recommend you take Fluoxetine HBP, which is for high blood pressure. But that will clear out your sinuses and dry them up.
So is this an over-the-counter medication that I could pick up?
Yeah.
So just Fluoxetine and...
Fluoxetine HBP.
Now, how long does it take before your throat clears up?
Well, it could be immediately. It just depends on how bad your sinuses are. It's a drainage. Comes down under your sinus cavity, drains down into your throat, and you can either choke to death or you can clear it out, one of the two.
I definitely would rather not choke to death.
Right.
That would be a bad option. I don't think I would be for that.
You'll feel that draining down there, and you got to clear it out. That's what otherwise my wife gets after me. She says, well, how can you clear your throat? I said, well, I need to clear my throat. I can choke to death, one of the two.
I think I'm going to choose option A, clear the throat.
There you go.
Well, hey,
there you go.
Thank you.
A lot of times a lozenge or you can even chew gum to keep the saliva going. And
gum would help this?
Yeah.
Well, see, that would be nice because now I think if somebody was out there with a Diet Coke, they could bring me a Diet Coke and like some cough drops and some gum, and I would be good for the day.
There you go.
Ready to go. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, see, that's interesting. 56 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. What do you think that's what I have? It could be sinus. Could be a sinus issue and not a hairball. What do you think it is? What do you think? I feel it right now. I feel it in the back of my throat. It's like a tickle. Does anybody know what that could be and what a good remedy for that might be? 740-383-9944. I like to hear this sort of thing. Go ahead, caller.
Guess what, Scott? This is Sarah.
Sarah, how are you?
Doing good. I have a tickle.
Oh, see, it's going around.
A hairball tickle, whatever. Yeah, I am listening. I am laughing, and I have a tickle.
So, are you tired of hearing about my sausage gravy escapades as well?
I cannot tell a lie, Scott. I mean, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's getting old, but Scott, if you can find a girl that's going to cook anything for you, that's a blessing. You know what they say, Scott? A happy wife is a happy life.
Is that what they say?
That's what I say.
Oh.
I don't know, who are they anyway, you know?
Well, I never heard that before. Happy wife, happy life.
Well, let me put it to you this way. You know, Dr. Phil, he tells people sometimes, he tells these knucklehead guys, he says, you can be right or you can be happy. Pick one.
You know, I heard that saying differently, though. I heard keep yourself alone, stay away from the tombstone. I thought that's... That's what I had heard.
Oh, God.
I know.
Well, good luck with your tickle.
That you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, see, there you go. I don't know what is going on here with this throat issue this morning, but apparently it's going around the city of it's an epidemic. I have just declared it an epidemic in the city of Marion. There's an epidemic throat problem going on this morning. Does anybody else have anything to add to this? 58 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is anybody else having throat issues this morning? How's that issue with the weather out there? Interesting. Started to snow after I came in this morning. And that whole thing about the bobcat, you know, I don't like that. Bobcats? Here I am out trying to walk, even in the dead of winter, and now there's bobcats loose. And I live, you know, fairly close to Caledonia, I guess. I mean, not too far down the road from Caledonia. So I don't like this, that there's a bobcat in what do you do if a bobcat comes at you? What are you supposed to do? If I'm out walking, and it's dark, and all of a sudden there's a bobcat in the road in front of me, what am I supposed to do? Now, they always say, don't panic. Well, now how do you not panic when you see a bobcat in front of you and you're out there alone in the cold? Of course you're going to panic. Guess what? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with much more. You never know who's around the corner here on this station. I'm going to tell you who's going to be in tomorrow joining us on the broadcast. A lot of other things to talk about if I can still talk on the other side of this particular break. Short but important 10-minute break. News, weather, and all kinds of other stuff. Don't forget, coming up today, the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2 to 3 p.m., Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6. Stay tuned.
Longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Well, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
They refuse to answer on the ground.
Yeah. Yes, I was born...